Hey, what is up? Welcome back to our Walk and Talk. My name is Scott Lowe, and I am a teacher here at Fluency Academy. Today, you are going to listen to a dialogue between Noah and Allie. Noah isn't having such a good day. So then we will analyze their conversation piece by piece. Make sure you speak out loud every time you hear this sound. Okay? Now, before we get started, I want to invite you to join our waitlist for our English course so you can practice more dialogues like this one. Just go to en.fluencytv.com and join now. The link is also right there in the description. Alrighty, well, let's get started. First, we are going to listen to the dialogue. So, listen up.
Hey, babe.
Hey, I'm sorry. This is not working anymore.
What do you mean?
We need to break up.
Why?
It's not you, it's me.
Oh, come on. Tell me the truth.
Well, it's because you speak too much when we watch movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not personal.
Okay, have a good life.
Wow, well, that's kind of a downer, right? That dialogue is a bit of a downer. It means that it is a sad dialogue. So, did you understand what happened? Well, it's a couple ending their relationship. Actually, Allie breaks up with Noah. She tells him, "We need to break up." Break up means end a relationship. So let's listen to that dialogue one more time.
Hey, babe.
Hey, I'm sorry. This is not working anymore.
What do you mean?
We need to break up.
Why?
It's not you, it's me.
Oh, come on. Tell me the truth.
Well, it's because you speak too much when we watch movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not personal.
Okay, have a good life.
So, does that make a little more sense now? Probably. But it's still kind of sad, right? Anyway, let's get started. Let's break it down piece by piece. The conversation begins with a, "Hey, babe," which is an affectionate way of greeting someone. Generally, babe is used with your partner, but it can also be used between girlfriends. Repeat after me. Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Then, by her tone, you can tell that things are not quite right. She says, "I'm sorry. This is not working anymore." Repeat that first part. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This sentence is interesting. You say, "I'm sorry," when you want to apologize for something you've done. And it can also be used with sad news. For example, if your friend tells you, "My cat is sick," then you might answer, "Exactly. I'm sorry. Aw, I'm so sorry." Let's repeat that one more time and remember to close your lips and pronounce the M in I'm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Great job. Then Allie continues, "This is not working anymore." It's not working means it's not functioning anymore. She thinks that the relationship is not going well anymore. Repeat. This is not working anymore. At the end, she adds anymore, which is an important word. Anymore is usually used at the end of a sentence, in negative sentences, to say that something used to be a certain way, but now it isn't. In this case, "this is not working anymore" means that it, the relationship, used to work, but now it doesn't. Let's repeat that one more time. Anymore. This is not working anymore. And now one time faster. This is not working anymore. And now Noah asks, what do you mean? Repeat. What do you mean? What do is a way to begin information questions. For example, what do you like to eat? What do you need? What do you wear to school? And when you begin a question with what do, try dropping the T in what and say, what do? Nice. So Noah is asking, what do you mean? He's confused, and he wants Allie to clarify what she's saying. So let's say that one more time a little faster. What do you mean? Well, Allie is very direct and says, we need to break up. Break up is a phrasal verb that means to end a relationship. Let's repeat. We need to break up. We need to break up. Nice. Now let's say need to a little faster. Need to. We need to break up. Good. So Noah, confused, says, why? He needs her to explain why she wants to break up. Repeat. Why? Allie uses the classic phrase, it's not you, it's me. Which means, you aren't the problem, I am. Now let's repeat that classic cliche breakup phrase. It's not. It's not you. It's me. It's not you. It's me. But Noah has probably heard this line before, and so he doesn't think it's true, and says, oh, come on, tell me the truth. Come on is an expression that means, seriously? The full phrase is come on, but it is very common to put these words together and say, come on. You can see how to write this informal contraction in the material on our portal, fluencytv.com. Okay, now repeat after me. Come on. Tell me the truth. It can seem a bit tricky to say the truth because of the TH sounds, but let's practice. The truth. The truth. Tell me the truth. Oh, come on. Tell me the truth. Great job. Now, at this point in the conversation, Allie takes a deep breath and says, well, it's because you speak too much when we watch movies. You can use the word well when you are thinking about an answer. Repeat. Well. And why does Allie want to break up with Noah? Because he talks a lot during movies. Wow. Okay, let's repeat after Allie. It's because you speak too much. It's because you speak too much when we watch movies. when we watch movies. Very good. And now Noah replies, "Are you serious?" Noah is in shock. He can't believe it. Repeat. Serious? Are you serious? If your friend tells you something crazy, what can you say? Are you serious? All right, good job. Now, Allie replies, "Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not personal." Again, what can you say when you give sad news? I'm sorry. Let's repeat after Allie. Yeah, I'm sorry. Then she says, "It's not personal." This means, I'm not trying to offend you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. It's not personal. Let's repeat. It's not personal. It's not personal. All right, now all together. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not personal. Okay, and now the last sentence. Noah replies, "Okay, have a good life." Have a good life. This is a way to say goodbye to someone when your relationship with them ends. Because you probably don't plan on seeing them again, so you say, "Have a good life." And it sounds a bit sarcastic, right? Well, repeat after me. Have a good life. Have a good life. Okay, have a good life. All right, now we've come to the end of this dialogue, so let's read it together. Hey, babe. Hey, I'm sorry. This is not working anymore. What do you mean? We need to break up. Why? It's not you. It's me. Oh, come on. Tell me the truth. Well, it's because you speak too much when we watch movies. Are you serious? Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not personal. Okay, have a good life. Okay, excellent job. Now let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Hey, babe.
Hey, I'm sorry. This is not working anymore.
What do you mean?
We need to break up.
Why?
It's not you, it's me.
Oh, come on. Tell me the truth.
Well, it's because you speak too much when we watch movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not personal.
Okay, have a good life.
All right, awesome. Well, sorry, not awesome for Noah, but awesome for you, because in this episode, we learned some super interesting expressions like, we need to break up, I'm sorry, come on, are you serious, and have a good life. Another important question that we saw today is, what do you mean? And if you like Justin Bieber's music, well, you might remember that one of his songs is called What Do You Mean? Feel free to practice these phrases again and listen to this episode again with the written dialogue over on our portal en.fluencytv.com. You can also find more details about our courses on the same link. We have the most complete and ultimate course for you to start speaking Englishly confidently and naturally. Just go to en.fluencytv.com and sign up for our waitlist. Well, that's it for today, guys. I'll see you on the next episode of Walk and Talk.